Bukayo Saka main bal-balan.
Bukayo Saka plays football.
Dheweke main kanggo Arsenal.
He plays for Arsenal.
Siji dino, ana pertandingan gedhe.
One day, there is a big match.
Akeh penggemar teko kanggo nonton.
Many fans come to watch.
Saka mlaku cepet ing lapangan.
Saka runs fast on the field.
Dheweke nyoba muji bal.
He tries to kick the ball.
Tiba-tiba, pemain liyane tiba.
Suddenly, another player falls.
Saka kuatir.
Saka is worried.
Pelatih mbiyantu dheweke.
The coach helps him.
Para penggemar sorak kanggo Saka.
The fans cheer for Saka.
Dheweke rumangsa apik main maneh.
He feels good to play again.
Pertandingan rampung kanthi menang.
The match ends with a win.
Akeh budaya duwe festival khusus.
Many cultures have special festivals.
Ing India, Diwali iku festival misuwur.
In India, Diwali is a famous festival.
Wong-wong madangi lampu lan ngrayakake kanthi kembang api.
People light lamps and celebrate with fireworks.
Ing Meksiko, wong-wong ngrayak dinten kematian.
In Mexico, people celebrate Day of the Dead.
Dheweke nggawe altar lan eling wong sing ditresnani.
They make altars and remember their loved ones.
Ing Jepang, ana festival kembang sakura.
In Japan, there is a cherry blossom festival.
Sajrone iki, wong-wong seneng piknik lan pesta.
During this time, people enjoy picnics and parties.
Festival SIC Harbin iku pancen adem.
The Harbin Ice Festival is very cold.
Wong-wong ngunjungi kanggo ndeleng patung es.
People visit to see the ice sculptures.
Ana akeh seniman nampilake karyane.
There are many artists displaying their work.
Festival budaya nggawa kabahagiaan lan semangat komunitas.
Cultural festivals bring joy and community spirit.
Saben festival iku unik ing cara dhewe.
Each festival is unique in its own way.
Festival iku minangka perayaan budaya.
Festivals are a celebration of culture.
Dheweke nuduhake kita kaendahan tradisi sing beda-beda.
They show us the beauty of different traditions.
Festival budaya nyambungake wong ing sak donya.
Cultural festivals connect people around the world.
Siji dino sing cerah, Lily lunga menyang taman.
One sunny day, Lily went to the park.
Dheweke tresna nonton manuk-manuk nyanyi.
She loved to watch the birds singing.
Tiba-tiba, dheweke ndeleng bocah sing gambar nganggo kapur.
Suddenly, she saw a boy drawing with chalk.
Dheweke kagumi seni bocah lan mutusake arep ngomong salam.
She admired the boy's art and decided to say hello.
Dheweke ndeleng dhuwur lan mesem nalika dheweke ndeleng dheweke.
He looked up and smiled when he saw her.
Dheweke wiwit ngomong babagan film favorit dheweke.
They started talking about their favorite movies.
Dheweke nemokake menawa dheweke seneng film sing padha.
They found out they liked the same films.
Lily nyaran supaya dheweke nonton film bebarengan.
Lily suggested they watch a movie together.
Dheweke sarujuk lan dheweke ngrancang kanggo setu.
He agreed and they planned for Saturday.
Sabat iku, dheweke ketemu lan duwe wektu sing apik.
That weekend, they met and had a great time.
Dheweke seneng dino kasebut lan nglilani dadi kanca.
They enjoyed their day and promised to be friends.
Saka dino kuwi, dheweke asring ketemu lan bareng akeh petualangan.
From that day, they met often and shared many adventures.
Elon Musk iku sawijining wirausaha visioner sing dikenal amarga gagasan sing berani.
Elon Musk is a visionary entrepreneur known for his bold ideas.
Nanging, Tesla ngadhe tantangan signifikan ing pasar otomotif.
However, Tesla faces significant hurdles in the automotive market.
Keterlambatan produksi wis ngganggu Tesla, gawe pelanggan lan investor padha bingung.
Production delays have plagued Tesla, frustrating customers and investors alike.
Rencana ambisius Musk kalebu ngluncurake model anyar lan nambah kapasitas produksi.
Musk's ambitious plans include launching new models and expanding production capacity.
Nanging, langkah-langkah iki ana risiko sing bisa mengaruhi masa depan Tesla.
Nevertheless, these moves come with risks that could affect Tesla's future.
Kompetisi iki galak, kanti merek sing wis mapan nandur modal akeh ing kendaraan listrik.
The competition is fierce, with established brands investing heavily in electric vehicles.
Keputusan Musk uga mengaruhi persepsi publik babagan mobil listrik.
Musk's decisions also influence public perception of electric cars.
Sanajan tantangan iki, Musk isih optimis babagan pengaruh Tesla ing masa depan.
Despite these challenges, Musk remains optimistic about Tesla's impact on the future.
Ing kesimpulan, dalan ngarep iku ora mesti nanging kebak potensi.
In conclusion, the path ahead is uncertain but filled with potential.
Ing minggu-minggu pungkasan, siaran politik ing Rusia wis ngalami owah-owahan signifikan.
In recent weeks, political broadcasts in Russia have undergone significant changes.
Adaptasi iki utamane dimotivasi dening lanskap politik sing owah.
These adaptations are primarily motivated by the shifting political landscape.
Nalika rasa umum berkembang, siaran usaha kanggo getakake penonton.
As public sentiment evolves, broadcasters strive to resonate with the audience.
Analisis percaya yen siaran iki bentuk persepsi lan sikap.
Analysts believe that these broadcasts shape perceptions and attitudes.
Pengaruh media ora bisa dianggap remeh ing negara kanthi sejarah politik sing kompleks.
The influence of media cannot be understated in a country with such a complex political history.
Para penonton didadekake karo sapropogoro informasi, asring lawan.
Viewers are inundated with a barrage of information, often contradictory.
Fenomena iki ngangkat pitakonan babagan kredibilitas informasi sing dipresentasiake.
This phenomenon raises questions about the credibility of the information being presented.
Pungkasan, tantangan ono ing nambahake literasi mbiya ing antarane populasi.
Ultimately, the challenge lies in fostering media literacy among the populace.
Ngajarke warga ngungkapake fakta saka fiksi ora nate luwih wigati.
Educating citizens about discerning fact from fiction has never been more crucial.
Ing kesimpulan, lanskap politik sing berkembang nuntut panonton sing wicaksana.
In conclusion, the evolving landscape of political broadcasts demands a well-informed viewer.
Sajrone wulan-wulan pungkasan, bal-balan Turki wis kebak kontroversi sing narik perhatian penonton.
In recent months, Turkish football has been awash with controversies that captivated the audience.
Protes pemain wis muncul amarga keadilan sing dirasakake ing keputusan wasit.
Player protests have erupted over perceived injustices in refereeing decisions.
Penggemar nglumpuk ing buri tim-tim, kanthi pengucapan kalayan emosi ndukung pendapat marang para pejabat.
Fans rallied behind their teams, passionately voicing their dissent against the officials.
Dia, semangat lapor, nyekel saben momen intensitas.
The media, eager to report, seized upon every moment of intensity.
Argument wisuh ing stadium, sparkane debat semangat antar penggemar lan pundit.
Arguments erupted in stadiums, igniting a fervent debate among fans and pundits alike.
Prabdan antaran pemain lan manajemen tambah jero, nalika tuduhan seselse muncul.
The rift between players and management deepened as accusations of bias surfaced.
Sanadyan kahanan, sawatara pemain nuduhake tingkat profesionalisme sing luar biasa sawise ugi.
Despite the turmoil, some players displayed an admirable level of professionalism during matches.
Negosiasi antar serikat pemain lan pejabat liga terus berlangsung kanggo ngatasi masalah iki.
Negotiations between players' unions and league officials are ongoing to address these issues.
Kanti masa depan bal-balan Turki digantung ing keseimbangan, saben keputusan dadekake bobot gedhe.
With the future of Turkish football hanging in the balance, every decision carries immense weight.
Pungkasan, acara-acara iki negesake kompleksitas lan pasion sing ono ing dolanan sing ndah.
Ultimately, these events highlight the complexities and passions inherent in the beautiful game.